Do you know, I'm so excited to be able to say the one, the only, the Jennifer Saunders is live in the studio.
Hello, good afternoon, Mac.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How is the life of a film star going?
Film star, no. No, I'm not that Jennifer Saunders, and well, you know it. You do this every time I come on air.
I know. And it tickles me. It makes me laugh. Anyways.
But every email you send me now has, "Dear the Mrs. Saunders," which is hilarious.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, we've just been working really hard on another term of Waves Workshop, so I've got loads to tell you.
Okay, well, let's just point out who you are, really. You're not the lady from Absolutely Fabulous,
no.
But you are Ab Fab.
Oh, thank you.
And we're both part of the youth offer.
That's right.
And it's been running now for just over 2 years, and we've got the best part of another year to go. And
6 months.
Is that it? 6 months?
Yeah, up until the end of March.
And we've been working on this project together, the Key Arts and Vectis Radio.
That's
Waves
right.
Project.
And it's called Waves because we've got a river between the two organisations, but the radio waves can span that gap.
Exactly. It was a wonderful bit of thinking on your behalf.
Oh, I have the occasional good idea. Not always, though.
And come on, let's blow our own trumpet. We've been doing a terrific job for the last couple of years. We really have had an array of youngsters that have an array of problems and indeed an array of talents as well.
Absolutely. We've got, here at the Key, we've got 283 young people registered with Waves
now. Wow, that's incredible.
And well over 140 of them. I'd say about 140... Six of them are from referrals. So the way I run the youth offer at Key Arts is that I let all the agencies who work with young people know about all the different creative workshops that we run. So I let children's services know, young carers, community CAMs, looked after children, all these different agencies that are reaching out to young people who need that extra bit of support. And they get first dibs on places on all the workshops, and then if there are any places left over, I let the general public book up.
Okay, which is, I just think the work that we've done in the last couple of hours is phenomenal. I'll be honest, I'm going to have a moan now, not at you, but I don't think that the powers that be actually realise how much effort, how much of an important job that we are actually doing. And there is probably too many people that are in, you know, pretty high places on the island that they don't know of our existence and what we're actually doing, despite being invited into the station, and probably what you do as well, not really taking us up on the opportunity to come in and see what we do. So,
well, I've learned through the process of this project, you need to jump up and down and shout as loudly as you can and tell as many people as possible about what you do.
So that's what we're going to do this hour.
Yeah.
We're going to promote the blooming good work that we do, because I think what you've achieved over the last couple of years is phenomenal. I really
Thank
do.
You.
And I think that when people actually analyse and take the time and the trouble to sit down and work out how many youngsters you've helped, how many youngsters we've helped, and the difference that you make, I bet you there's moments in your time in the last 2.5 years or 2 and a bit years where you see kids come in and you see their little faces, and when they leave, their little faces are full of smiles, there's a bounce in their stride.
Yeah, no, they're totally transformed. We had a young man who came along to one of the Mayflower workshops, and he was quite anxious beforehand, and he was a referral, so he come to me via one of the children's services departments. And I went over to him because we'd already had a workshop in the morning. I said, "You're going to love this. This is brilliant fun. You have a fantastic time." And he was there for the musical theatre workshop. Within half an hour, he was dancing and he was singing, and he even was putting on a falsetto voice. And his face was alive. He was just caught up in it, and they had a rest after an hour just to sort of take on what they'd learned, but he couldn't stop still. He ran from one end of the theatre to the other and back again and back again. And at the end of it, he practically bounced out of the theatre. He'd had a fantastic time, and it was the kind of activity that meant the world to him. And that's a very special opportunity to give a young person, give them that opportunity that they wouldn't necessarily get in school and they wouldn't necessarily get anywhere else. You know, if you're using specialised tutors who know about things that I couldn't teach, and if you're using specialised equipment such as you use here for the radio, and we've got pottery, printing, jewellery workshops, all sorts of different equipment that they need, and they're getting those opportunities, and I think they're very valuable.
One of my biggest frustrations over the last couple of years is all of those things that you've described, all the good stuff that you can't bottle and you can't show people, and you certainly can't put that in a form.
No.
And people need to see it to believe it. We've had the same kind of instances here where we've got a young man called Robert Clark. His name's Chip. You've probably heard the Chip story many times. And he's currently with us, and he's been with us. He was one of the first. He was student number 3. And he had speech and learning difficulties. You wouldn't think that he has now. He's going out doing interviews all by himself, coming back, editing them, getting them on air, and so on and so on. And he's now working. He's working at Core Abbey as a volunteer.
Brilliant.
He's going up to the Old Mount Batten Hospice as a volunteer. And he also goes up there and does the difficult task of interviewing people that obviously it's at a delicate time in their life, and he does it brilliantly. And you know, he wouldn't have been able to do that 2-3 years ago, but he's now doing it, and I'm saying it's largely down to him and, you know, his ability and the drive and what he really wants to do.
It's also the confidence that he's gained through following the 4Ps project. And I give all the young people that come to all the workshops, most of them who come several times in a term, they're very used to these forms, and I have a question: how has this workshop helped you? Could anything be improved? And what else would you like to do? And under how has this workshop helped you, we had contemporary dance last weekend in the theatre. The fantastic teacher, she structured the whole session brilliantly. It was fantastic. And most of the young people wrote that helped me gain in confidence in what I'm able to do.
How wonderful. It's a lovely story. And we should be, before we start talking about the other things that we've got coming up, and I know you've got a whole host of stuff.
Loads.
You've got, I just want, hopefully, this is going out live and it will be recorded, and maybe we can point people to, you know, in the right direction and just make them a little bit more aware of the situation and how much help we're doing and how much we still need to be doing this, because there are so many kids out there that need help to build their confidence, communication skills, and give them
and
that
also
boost.
It helps their families as well. If the children are struggling, then often the family is struggling. And I've had the father of a young carer contact me and say he's actually agreed to an interview because he can't write. So he's actually said, this means the world to us, because we can't go away on holiday because of our situation, but we know that there are these activities for my daughter to take part in, and they're really, really crucial. They're really important to that whole family. So it's not just the children that we're helping support through this, but we're helping support whole island families.
It's a good point. It's a good point to make, and an important one, like you say. Thoroughly enjoyed the last couple of years. I really have, and I hope this is going to continue for many years to come, because we've only just touched the surface. I mean, your background is school teacher. I've done radio and entertaining, and I've never really used to go into work, do my job, go home. Never really used to take much notice of what was going on. Boy, have I had an awakening in the last couple of years. I actually learnt something from you 3-4 months ago, and it was something really, really simple. And it might make me sound a bit daft, but I've asked other people what they thought of this, and they said, well, I wouldn't have known either. So again, it comes down to awareness, and maybe that's, you know, as well as promoting the good stuff that we do, making people aware of what the situation is out there. And you said you started talking about referrals. Do you have any referrals? And I thought a referral was, just say for instance, if a plumber came round my house and did a good job and you needed a plumber, I'd say, oh, Mike's a good plumber, have a word, I'll give you his number.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
Tell me what a referral is.
So a referral is basically anybody who is working with children. So I've got all kinds of people. Young carers have referred the most young people to me. So they're a group of young people who are helping care for a family member, whether it's a mother, a father or a sibling. Community CAMS, that's a group where they help adolescents and children with mental health needs. And within children's services, you've got targeted youth support, you've got youth crime prevention. There's all kinds of different sectors and agencies who are working with young people. And schools can refer as well, and I'll accept a referral from a doctor. And basically, a referral is a form that I send out with information about all the workshops, and that's completed on behalf of a child, and it's signed by the parent, and then it's sent in to me, and then I phone up that parent and register the young person so that I have all their background information, so I'm best able to ensure that any of the artists and tutors we're working with know how to look after that young person and bring out the most in them for the workshop.
It is really quite scary when it was pointed out, but I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. With my background is nothing like yours, and I don't see what you see. You're obviously more experienced, and she said, what my wife said to me, one of the best things about you is that you don't see all the other stuff. You just see a child.
Yeah.
You just see a youngster there that needs some assistance, and you don't see. And sometimes it's best not to see all that, because I'm not saying we judge people, but if you don't see it, you just treat them as normal, which of course they are, which is probably what they want to be. You know, they don't want to be labelled.
And that's all that anybody wants.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to feel included, and I think that that's the really important aspect of our workshops. So, for example, we've had a radio workshop here, and there was one young man, and it was the first day of the school holidays, and he didn't want to take part. But we realised that he was interested in the technology behind everything.
Yeah.
So you showed him that, and that was what was highlighted on his feedback form that he enjoyed from the whole experience. He didn't want to interview, he didn't want to write on the computer, but he wanted to find out how you took a recording and cut it down.
Yeah.
And for him, that was a valuable experience. And I do think, you know, young people have a lot of stress on them. They have stress because they're going through a change in life. They're changing from children to adults. So they've got a lot of stresses on them in that way. They've got a lot of stresses at school. They're always having to perform and always having to prove what they can do. And I think it's really important to be able to have an activity where a young person can come in and they can just be.
Yeah.
And they can be them. I've had a fantastic comment right near the beginning of the project, and it was a young girl who was obviously going through quite a lot of issues, and she said, I really love it, I enjoy it, I can just be myself.
Mm.
And so all the artists who work with the children, they just give them the tools with which they can make whatever they want to do. They can participate in the workshop, but no one ever stands over them, and nobody ever starts to lecture them or to give them a whole load of advice. If they want to talk to somebody, they can, but usually it just gives them just a bit of respite from whatever else they're having to deal with. So if they're worried about exams, they're getting a bit of time out from that worry, and they're just able to do something creative. And when you're being creative, all the rest of the rubbish just goes out of your head, because you really have to focus. And I think it's really good for people because you see there's a big craze at the moment for adult colouring in books. And that's obviously because people are rushing around all the time and they've not got the time to just be and to enjoy and to be creative. But people are tapping into that now and realising that actually, if they do that, then they're a bit more chilled and they enjoy it a bit more.
I love that, you know, the word that I've been using most at the moment, in a frustrating kind of way, but also in a positive kind of way as well, is awareness.
Mm.
I don't think people are aware as much as they should be about the issues. You just mentioned stress and stuff, and you think, well, when I was 16, there wasn't stress. But there is now, because
we don't
realise just how much pressure that these youngsters are on from quite an early age. And then when they leave school, they've got to go and find their... Yeah, just like we had to, but the pressures...
I think it's a lot harder.
Yes,
I think it's a lot harder, especially if they're going to university. It's a lot harder for them to find a job once they leave university, because there aren't as many jobs out there. So I think that's quite hard. I've seen my own son's going through that. So, but I was at a safeguarding conference yesterday where the main subject was adolescence at risk. And they're under a lot of pressure socially because every young person has a mobile phone, has a computer. Most of them have access to this. And peer pressure is huge.
Mm, definitely.
And, you know, there are all these ideas like it's normal to send intimate photographs of yourself to each other and all sorts of things like that, which we need to get across is not normal.
No.
It's not what should be done. But, you know, there's shocking things happening.
Our world is totally different to when we were leaving
school
and getting a job.
We didn't have computers or mobile phones. We were both born in the same year.
I would not swap. Yeah, but you look a lot younger than I do. I would not swap being 16 again. I would probably say, you know, I'll go back to 22, maybe 25, but I would not want to be 16 again because I think they got it really, really tough.
I think it is tough. And now the exams are all coming down to the exam again, which is much like the GCSEs when we were at school.
The other thing I want to, you know, awareness, because I'm sure that people are aware, of course they are, but there's more and more people, more and more youngsters that are their parents and their brothers' carers, and they're so young to be doing this. So a lot of the people that we are helping are those kids that need an outlet. They need a childhood.
They do need a childhood. And one thing that you do notice when young carers come into the workshop, they're kids again.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a situation, and that some of the super feedback I read is, I've gained in confidence, I've learnt something new, and I've met other people who think like me. And that's really important because a young carer can be very socially excluded. They're there and they've got to help support their family in some way. And it's much harder for them to go out and meet friends and do things because they've got a role that they play within their family. Mm. So I think things like this are really important. Also, understanding the island. The island is a very rural community. There are 19.2% of young people living in poverty on the island.
Wow, that's a statistic.
Number of young people on the island who fall pregnant at an early age is higher than the English average, and the number of young people who are admitted into hospital through alcohol-related issues, if you like, that's higher than the English average. So there are a lot of pressures on young people as a whole, but I think also being on an island, and we don't get any island subsidy. We're not counted as an island, but we still have to get on a ferry to go anywhere.
Sure.
So if you want to go and access high quality art, you're very dependent on our arts centre. Because it's very expensive to get off the island. And if you're a family living in poverty, having that kind of access is a huge issue.
It certainly is. I just want to. I don't know whether you've, because I'm sure you've had a good experience with Melvin Davies, who is part of the Community Action Group, and he's helped us immensely in the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
Sees what we see, and probably a little much further, and is very, very good at what his job is, and he's very thorough as well. And he's been very helpful. I want to say a big thank you to him, and also people like Jonathan Bacon as well. Jonathan Bacon has been very, very helpful. He brought in a student in the other day. So there he is. He's this man that is the council leader with all of these problems, and yet he's still at that level on the ground.
Brilliant, because I wrote to him youngsters. And sent him all my numbers.
That's fabulous, because I say he then came in with this youngster, and he brought in the mum as well, and we had a chat, and we think, how great is that? He's taken the time and the trouble to go back to the ground and say, right, okay, you need some help, I know someone that can help you. And he came in this week, and I'm hoping the young lad that I met in the space of one session, he's really come out of himself, and he's got some magical ideas for our website, and he's already made a difference on it.
Oh, brilliant.
So a win-win situation. We get something out of it, and they get something out of it. And I just wanted to, because we don't shout about the positives enough, and I know Jonathan gets a lot of stick for various things. He's a council leader, he's there to be shot
well,
at.
Well, yes. I bet he gets bombarded from every side.
He's real, and he's there, and he's helpful, and he's done that this week. And I just think we ought to make people aware of that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, I think that we need to make people aware of everybody who's involved in the youth offer. For example, some of my unsung heroes are the volunteers who help the artists.
Yeah.
So I've got people who are interested in art, and they're not working anymore, but they're retired, but they're prepared to give up their time to come along and help support the workshops, which is absolutely fantastic. And they learn something that they can then take away and do with their grandchildren, for example. But also, they're there to support any young people who might be struggling or might have problems with understanding what the artist is trying to get across to them. And we've noticed, particularly in the last year, that the number of referrals has increased hugely. Initially, most of the young people who came to the workshops were the general public. And then there was a big, big boom of referrals. I was getting more referrals than anybody else coming to any of the workshops. And nowadays, if I put a pottery workshop up, it fills purely with young people who are being referred to me.
That's, on one hand, that's really good. And on the other hand, it highlights just how big a problem
there is.
What
the need is.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got another young person who has attended a lot of the Waves workshops. And on one of her feedback forms, she said, I would like to become a volunteer to help support the workshops going forward.
How brilliant.
So she's been through the volunteer process where we make sure we do the background checks and that sort of thing. And she's one of our supporters as well. So I do think we need to do a big thank you to everybody who helps support us in all kinds of ways. Because otherwise I'd be at all the workshops and trying to manage it all.
Yeah.
And then time is a big issue. You can't fit it all in.
Don't you think that this is part of what we should be doing anyway? This is what we do. Isn't this our little niche in life? Isn't this for everybody? Anybody that's had any kind of career and some kind of role, and they get to some point in their life where they say, right, we've got to put something back in. Otherwise, where's the future going?
Well, I do think that there are a lot of people within our community who care very deeply about this sort of thing, and that they do want the best for everybody. And tonight we're meeting an association of local Isle of Wight councils, and I know that they care about the people ground level. So I'm going to be talking to them and sharing all this information with them as well.
Put a good word in for me.
PowerPoint presentation, yes.
Put a good word in for me, won't you? Look, let's change tack. We'll come back to some of what we've just been speaking about, but let's talk about the positives. I know that the last 25 minutes have been positive, because I think the last 2 years have been amazing, and hopefully, just to recap, and not recap, but just to point people in the right direction. April 1st next year, there is a plan that there will be the funding will continue. And I really hope that they do find it in their hearts to do this. But, you know, sadly, it's not our council's fault. I'm not pointing the finger. It's our governments are making so many cutbacks and putting our councils under so much pressure.
Yeah.
And I just wish that and I know there's the need to get government ministers down on the Isle of Wight to see certain things, but if they could just come down and see one thing, just see this thing at grassroots level, youngsters that have many issues for many different reasons. You know, it would be shameful to actually pull the plug on the good work that we've done in the last couple of years, because believe me, the work has been phenomenal, not just in our two groups, but other areas as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean there are lots of drop-in youth clubs that are running as a result of the youth offer, and they're within those young people's local communities. So they're there, they offer advice and support, and I think it is all pretty vital, because there's not a lot to do on the island. I mean, we've got a beautiful place and we're really, really lucky. It's a beautiful place to live. But if you're a young person and you want to meet up with friends, then just kicking about in a park or just sort of hanging around on a street corner, there's not a lot of things for young people to do on the island. And travel is really prohibitive. It costs... For a child in Sandown to come to Newport, it costs £4.50 each way. Well, as an adult, definitely. I don't know what the child's rate is. But, you know, that's a lot of money, especially if you're one of those children living in poverty.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't know. I mean, you know, obviously there is a number of people that are living in that child poverty. They ain't going to shout about it. So you probably, you could be sat right next to one right now. They're not going to tell you that they're in child poverty.
No, you've just got to really be sensitive and listen. I think listening is absolutely key, as you find in your job.
Yeah.
You're communicating and people are listening to you. And I think that is vital. We need to listen to people more.
Well, it's one of the things we do when people come in, and they always pick a lunchtime social debate, a topic that they want to talk about, and it's basically mostly them that are talking. And you know, generally it is about pressure at school, it is about exams, it is about the things that they are teaching you and the things that they aren't teaching you. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that other people are listening and thinking, right, okay, we're hearing listening to youngsters, because gone are the days when little children should be seen and not heard.
Yes.
You know, that's the dark ages, that's done and dusted. You're right, we should listen. More, we should be aware. Awareness is the key here.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Hey, look, it's half term next week.
Yes.
So you must have loads of stuff that you're doing.
Oh, on Monday I've got an amazing workshop that I'm running in association with the Isle of Wight Music Education Hub, and it's an iPad music workshop.
Oh, wow.
So they're coming over from Southampton, because it's Southampton Music Hub and Isle of Wight Music Hub who are running the MTech project, and they're coming over with 10 iPads. So children will work together collaboratively, and they're going to compose music. And I've got my fingers crossed that we'll have some music composed for the Making Waves exhibition that we're staging at Key Arts as a celebration of everything good that has happened in the last 2.5 years.
Wow, excellent. I really, this is only aimed at 11 to, it's not 51-year-olds,
no.
Is it? Oh, I would have liked to have gone on.
Do you
that.
Want to come along as a volunteer and see it in
what
action?
What day is it? Monday.
It's on Monday from 1 until 3.
Right.
So
okay. I'll
it's
let you
after
know.
Most of your work's finished.
I'll let you know, yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Because I know I've got to do some figures for you, and I'm in the office tomorrow to do those. And if I can get them done tomorrow, that frees up my time for Monday. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we've got that on Monday. On Thursday, we've got Clay Day. That's for the younger people, so it's from 8 to 12-year-olds. But I've already got some referrals who have been booked onto that.
Okay.
And on Thursday afternoon, I've got a spoken word workshop with Adam Gatterall, who's fantastic. He's brilliant with young people. And they're going to be trying out different poetic strategies like alliteration, for example, and then creating their own spoken word and performing it within the group. And I'll be there as their volunteer, you know, there to support the workshop because I can't get a volunteer in for that day.
Did we do something similar here when
we
came
did
across?
Yes, we had 2 hours at the Quay the day before, and then for 2 hours they came over here and they recorded their work, and one young lady actually performed her work with her guitar on air, live.
I remember.
On air.
It was brilliant. Do you know the one thing I remember from that, because that would have been like last year, 18 months ago, something like that. The one thing I remember, the one thing that stands out most of all, is there was this young girl came in, and it must have been about 7 or 8. And it's quite, picture the scene, it's quite intimidating when you've got like, you know, ages between sort of 14, 15, 16, 17.
And you get a microphone thrust in front of you.
you're all in a group of people, and you're all, you know, being asked to sort of talk and so on and so forth. It can be quite unnerving.
Yeah.
And there was this group of people, and you obviously get the ones that are very, very confident, and you know that they're very, very confident. And then you get the ones that are, they just shy away into the background, and you think, oh, you're going to struggle a little bit. Anyway, we went into the recording booth, and I just said, would you like to just say something into the microphone there for some level? And she did that. And then I said, okay, now we're ready to record. So there was this little softly spoken young lady, and then she went into, why is it always my fault, and why is it this, and why is it that? And then she did this like 2-minute monologue of this, you know, why is it always, why don't this get done, why don't that get done, and all this. And I asked, and at the end of it, she said, was that all right? In a soft spoken voice. I was sort of pinned to the wall thinking, that was great. That was really good. But there was this voice that came out, and you just say, how wonderful is that? And that all came from a spoken word.
Mm. And at the Quay, we've had an anonymous donation to work with underprivileged young people. So we're staging an exhibition called Impressions of War.
Right.
And I've been in touch with young carers and looked after children, and we've got about 7 from each group of people who want to be involved, and they're actually going to help make the exhibition. At the moment, they're loading a World War One carnival tank up into the gallery.
Right. Wow.
Wow. Yes. But the young people are going to be looking at World War One artefacts with Estelle Baker, who's a historian on the island. And they're also going to be looking at the War Budget magazine. And this was a magazine that was subscribed to from the Chronicle newspaper, and the money raised through subscriptions went to the troops at the front. So it's got quite a bit of propaganda, lots of photographs, but it's even got sheet music. So we're going to have like a concert, like a variety show, if you like, related to this exhibition. But we've got young carers coming in on Monday and Tuesday to take part, and then looked after children are going to be in on Wednesday and Thursday.
And you've got something really, really special lined up for Friday.
Friday, we're here. I've got to shout about it some more.
Good.
I have got some young people booked on. I think I've got about 4 or 5 so far.
Right.
But I've just got to do a bit more shouting because I've been so busy putting the programme together and getting the presentation for tonight ready. And it's sort of... and reporting and all these plates spinning everywhere. So, yeah, I need to send out more emails and say, hey, by the way, radio, come along, have a go. I do it.
Well, that's what we say. Anybody can do it, and that's not to put you down. Now you're a celeb. I mean, it's we say if you've got a voice and a personality, which everyone has, you can do radio. It's as simple as that. It didn't go down very well at my previous employers when I said anyone can do this. I've proved that. I've come off the street and I've done it. You know, but it is a fact. It's a bit like I'm guessing. I always say to you, I can't paint, but I bet I could if I
yes. Yes, and you've had a discussion with an artist as to ways you can get past the whole colour blindness too.
Oh, you brought that up, I didn't.
Yeah, but but we have spoken with an artist who does have strategies in place to help.
Okay, we'll talk more about that in a moment. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you about next Friday's radio workshop as well.
Yep.
And we've got a whole host of other stuff to talk about.
Loads.
As well. I don't know how we're going to squeeze it in between now and one, but we'll give it a good go.
Okay.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is sponsored by jobsontheisleofwight.co.uk. If you're looking for work or if you're looking for staff, please call Jobs on the Isle of Wight on 01983 564 880.
This is Vectis Radio.
Retinitis pigmentosa is a disease of the eye that leads to loss of vision and blindness. It causes the retina, the light-sensitive part of the eye, to degenerate and sight to be lost. RP Fighting Blindness works hard to stimulate and fund cutting-edge research to find a cure or treatment. The local RP Fighting Blindness group on the Isle of Wight has been established since 2006. If you live on the island and you'd like to get involved, please contact Colin MacArthur at talktalk.net or make a donation at www.rpfightingblindness.org.uk/IOW.
Leader cabs have arrived on the Isle of Wight.
A modern taxi service that's simple to book, safe to travel and secure to pay. Travel in comfort and arrive in style with our top-of-the-range vehicles. Our friendly, well-trained drivers will take you to any destination on the island and beyond. We also provide transport for special occasions like parties, weddings and corporate travel. In a hurry, save 10% and use our app to book your cab in advance. So call us today on 01983 33000. Leader Cabs. Quick, easy, safe and secure.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Shoot and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Andy Gustar is here to tell us about Bring a Friend at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
Bring a Friend is a scheme we're running for our existing customers to take away a voucher and to bring a friend in with that voucher next time, so that you each receive a pack of our famous ham, our traditional ham and local ham. We're going to keep this going hopefully for around about 2.5 to 3 months. When you turn up, initially you'll be given a voucher, and on that voucher you'll find there's a small form to fill out as regards to your details, your name, your telephone number or your email address. We want to build a database that we can keep you in contact with our ongoing offers. We do some spectacular offers of a very good quality meat.
Hamilton's are in Newport, they're in Pyle Street. Where else are you?
We're in Cowes High Street, Wootton Bridge. We also have a shop now on Dodner Industrial Estate.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, the best local butcher in town.
Join me, Maggie Curry, part of the Tea Time Show team, for the Tuesday Tea Time Show. 2 hours of good music, chat, fun facts and general niceness to ease you into the evening. Every Tuesday afternoon, 4pm to 6pm, exclusively on Vectis Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is sponsored by jobsontheisleofwight.co.uk. If you're looking for work or if you're looking for staff, please call Jobs on the Isle of Wight on 01983 564 880.
We have the one, the only, the Jenny Saunders in the studio, and I think you should be Dame Jenny at some point.
Dame Jenny?
Yeah.
What, to go with Dame Shirley?
Oh, no, you can't do that, Lynn. You'll have to be a lady.
Lady Jenny.
Lady Jen.
Lady Lady Jen, I'll wear that. That will be fine. Yeah.
Do you find? I mean, we're obviously talking today about Waves, Vectis Radio, the Key, and the youth offer. Mm. Do you find that might put you on the spot here? Because it might be a bit of an awkward question.
All right.
Do you find what you're doing now more rewarding than you've ever done before?
Yeah, I do find it incredibly rewarding. I mean, with teaching, I played a very useful role within my community, and I've always tried to work for organisations where I can play a meaningful role, but this role is the most rewarding.
Good.
And particularly when you're helping young people who have issues, who are referred to you, whose families are struggling as well, and you can see the difference you're making, and you think, that's why I'm getting out of bed at whatever o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm doing this. And
there's another lady that is just like you, that is really there and there for the youngsters, and has the heart and soul in what we do and what we're doing now, and her name is Barbara. Mm-hmm. And she runs Brading Youth Club.
Yes.
And she does an amazing job down there, and she's done it for many, many years. And she really is an unsung hero.
And she's talking tomorrow.
Good. Because people should listen.
Tonight.
People should listen.
Tonight. Yeah.
Because I think she's a wonderful lady.
Well, she's got a wealth of experience, and she's reached out to many, many young people through the years that she's been doing what she's doing, running the youth club, and she knows young people and she listens to them and she's prepared to help. So
wonderful.
What more can you ask, really?
Well, maybe others other people come and join us, help out, offer services.
Volunteers, we love volunteers.
Maybe councillors ought to come down and see what we do. Come down and see us at the sharp end. You're going to vote on this. I mean, not going to too political, but you're going to vote on this in a little while to say whether you continue to do this or not.
With regard to budgets, yeah.
Maybe come down and have a look and see what we do, so then you know what you're actually voting for, and where your money's going. And that's basically all we can ask. We're not going to put arm up your back. We're not going to mention the Tories, the Labours, and all the rest of it. It's not political in my book.
No, it's about your community.
It is.
And it's about serving your community, which is obviously why we vote people into power in the first place. We're voting them into power so they can best serve our local community. That's what it's about.
I couldn't have put it better myself. You said it. Okay, Fridays next week, we've got a radio workshop. If they want to take part in that or any other workshop for next week, and indeed in the future,
they only need to contact me. My direct line number is 216977, and you can reach that on the island.
I missed that. What was that number again?
216977.
That's the one you said first time.
You could sing it if you wanted
I could
Mac.
Do. I don't think that's a good idea. Me
we
singing.
We could make
it.
A whole jingle.
Well, I could do it on my iPad if I went to that course.
Yes.
So
yes,
if you want
do.
To book up for the musical, what was the feature called? A musical.
It's the iPad workshop.
Yeah.
It's on Monday. Contact me on 216977 or email me j.saunders saunders at keyarts qayarts.org.
Blimey, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
But I can spell it.
If you want to get in touch with me, it's ian.mac@vectisradio.com. That's it. End of.
Oh. But I spelt it. So on Saturday, we are actually putting on a whole new kind of workshop.
Go on.
And this has been voted for by young people on the feedback form. So we put a whole different range of activities like junk modelling, singing, dancing, painting, drawing, clay, all kinds of different ones. And the artists came up with the idea of having artist room. So we're going to be holding artist room, and that's on Saturday, and that will be up in the Claydon Gallery, which is our smaller gallery upstairs in the Key.
Right.
And they're going to be opening the Key Arts materials cupboard, which has got amazing stuff in it. All sorts of things, from paper plates to feathers to charcoal to crayons to paint and brushes and, the works.
Yeah.
All sorts. And they're going to be able to explore the cupboard, find something they want to work with, and then work with that, with two artists there to help support them.
Wow. Who are the two artists?
Ian Whitmore and Hannah George.
Okay. Ian Whitmore was someone that you've used a few times.
They both work brilliantly well with young people. They're absolutely fantastic.
Because we were young once.
Yes, I was once upon a time.
How young are you feeling now? Because whenever, I must admit, when youngsters come in, it takes 10 years off you. When you're around youngsters and they start talking technical and they've got their phones out and they're showing you the new apps.
When I was a teacher, the in word was wicked, not sick, it was wicked. And I actually used to tell people, come and try this, it's wicked. And people used to laugh at me and I said, well, I'm down with the kids, you know. But I do think it's really important, like we've said, you've got to listen to children and you've also got to make them feel that you care and you're there for them. Mm. And there are a lot of young people who come to the workshops and I'm often around and I'll say, oh, hi, and I'll call them by their name. And one of them said to me the other day, how are you doing? I said, well, I've been busy. I've been putting on lots of workshops for you. Oh, I bet you have, she said. It's brilliant.
Do you know what? It's a lovely feeling, and you can't put a price on that, can you? You really can't. Right at the beginning of when we first started doing this, I met a young man. I'm not going to mention him, but he had, I don't mention his name, but he had he had just come out of a detention centre. And he was struggling with being out because he'd been in for something like six months, and he was he put a glass in somebody's face. Mm. So we were all a little bit concerned when he turned up, and he said to me, when he turned up, he didn't want to do radio, but we managed to get out of him what he actually wanted to do. He actually wanted to work on in the building industry, and he spent about 4 hours with us, and we taught him how to tie a knot in the bin bag, because we asked him, can you empty that bin bag, tie it up and put it outside, and he pulled off the lid off the bin and he said, how do I tie it up? And we said, what do you mean, how do we tie it up? Simple, isn't it? No, I've never been shown before. So we showed him how to do it. He went outside, it started raining, he came back in, and it was, he didn't wipe his feet. And he left, you know, and that's the biggest...
That's one of your bugbears.
It is.
I do know that.
But I said, stop what you're doing, just look back. And he said, right, sorry, yeah, I didn't realise. And then a couple of minutes later, his shoelaces come undone, so he's put his boot on a chair to tie his shoelaces up. So for the morning, he had me on his case telling him, you know, how to tie a bin like...
How to do his shoes.
We then showed him how to record and edit a promo for him to try and get a job. Hi, my name's Bill. His name wasn't Bill. I'm wanted to work in the construction industry. I'm 16 years old, so I'm going to be cheap. He added a bit of humour and so on. So he made that. He voiced that himself, recorded it. He then took part in a lunchtime social debate, and we were talking about, you know, struggling in life and so on and so forth. Anyway, at the end of it, he spent 4 hours with us, and at the end of it, he said to me, he said, do you know what? I was inside for 6 months, and I've learned more in 4 hours than I have in 6 months. And
brilliant.
What was really, really nice to see, because it's not just about now.
No.
It's, you know, because you work with these youngsters, and then in a period of time you see them, and they change, obviously. Mm. And I'm not saying that we're going to take responsibility for that. It's what we did in those 4 hours, because believe me, that's just a little dot in his life.
Yeah.
But it was lovely to see him. He didn't know, he didn't recognise me 18 months on, 2 years almost. You know, I saw him in the town outside McDonald's, and he had a crowd of mates with him, and he was, you could hear him. He was talking, and he was as charming as you like. He didn't come across as a thug, which he did basically 18 months previous to that. He just came across as a normal kid, and he was blending in. And you think to yourself, how wonderful is that?
That's what everybody wants.
You can't. And it's a shame you can't bottle that and show people, look at this youngster. You know, he has got something good to give.
I mean, one piece of feedback I've had at the end of a workshop has been, this has given me ideas for what I want to do in the future. You know, or this has given me new skills that I want to explore further. And all this sort of thing, I mean, you say you might not have a huge amount of influence, but you've got some influence.
Sure.
Or even if you've given them a break from the other stresses, like caring for their parents or whatever, you're giving them that bit of respite.
Well, it's a lovely feeling. I say, you can't put a price on it.
No.
Let's look. We've got about 3 minutes, and
3 minutes.
We've got about 3 minutes. What have you got there? You've got a load more stuff to do, have you?
Yeah. I've got pottery workshops galore. I've got a Christmas decorations pottery workshop taking place on the 5th of November.
Right.
And Taylor up at the Quay has done an amazing flyer with a little snowman with the queue for the body for the Quay Arts and little fairy lights across it. I'm so pleased with that one. We've got mask making, we've got junk modelling. Young people have asked for junk modelling, so we've got recycled robots and cyber dolls on the 26th of November with Hannah George.
Is that it? Is that, you've got a load more, haven't you?
Yeah, concrete poetry.
Go on, keep going.
Plug. Making. We're going to have a big exhibition from the end of February to the end of March called Making Waves. And I'm going to collar you to have some postcards and some drawing materials here. So any of your guests who want to make a postcard that we can Wonderful. Sell to help raise money. But we've got a postcard collage workshop. We've got Making Waves pottery workshops, so their work will go into the exhibition. And I've just had a meeting this morning with one of the artists who has got an exhibition from the 21st of January through to the beginning of April, and she's going to be putting on 6 Waves workshops for 10 young people each time, and they're going to be helping make some of the exhibits of the workshop. So she uses a paper casting technique, and they're going to be making paper cast pigeons.
Oh, wow.
Because when the Quay was rescued, it was brim full of pigeons, so we need loads of paper cast pigeons. I'm going
pigeons.
To make one.
Yeah, you did say earlier on, and you where were you going to put something on it?
I was going to put a little pink tag on it because my nickname is Pink Jen.
Pink Jen.
Yeah.
Lady Pink Jen. If you want to know more about what Jenny's just been talking about, there is a website that you can go to.
Yes, it's keyarts.org, or you can contact me on 216 977 or email me j.saunders, SAUNDERS, @ keyarts.org. QUAYARTS.org.
And you have to start your email with
no, you don't.
Jenny
no.
Saunders. The 4-piece radio training school is for youngsters 11 to 19 years and up to 26. For those that
25.
Need additional help, is it 25?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been going up to 26.
We've made
the adjustments just to fit some people in. Building confidence and communication. We are available at www.4ps.org.uk. Now, I've left the best bit till last, because if I was to say to you, I'm going to do an impression of Harry Secombe now. Okay, I'm walking backwards for Christmas.
Yes.
What would that mean to you?
That you, myself, and another young man who is working for the youth offer for the LGBT group, we're all planning to walk backwards to help raise funds for our youth offers.
Where are we walking backwards from?
Newport. You want to walk from Newport to Cowes. Now, I've done this before.
Yeah.
And I walked 2.6 miles. That was needed a lot of training. You need to be training, Mac.
What, walking backwards?
Yes.
I'm all right walking forwards.
Yeah, but you need a spotter.
A spotter?
A spotter. Somebody who can walk in front of you. So as you're walking backwards, they can see over your shoulder.
Right.
And they can make sure that you don't fall down a drain or a curb or into a tree.
People
or
would
post
pay
box.
Money for that. They would. They pay extra money for that. I'll sponsor him if he falls down
and
a
also,
drain.
If you have to stop walking, you need to be able to hold on to your spotter, because the world comes to meet you when you stop walking backwards.
Oh, right.
But it's really good for you, apparently.
Am
it's
I going to
really
be dizzy?
Yes.
I'm going to be dizzy? Oh,
yes.
I don't like the dizzy feeling.
Well, have a spotter that you can hold on to then.
Can I just be the spotter?
No! No, because you'll be walking forwards the whole way.
That's right.
While some poor soul's walking back. backwards.
That'd be you.
You can't then say you're walking backwards for Christmas, Matt, can you?
Well, all right, I'm helping somebody walk backwards for Christmas. I'm a spotter. We could do it that way. I'll get into training, all right.
What, I do a lot of walking.
I do a lot of walking, and maybe we'll incorporate a, you know, a couple of hours of you know, how much we're going from Newport to Cowes.
That's what you suggested. I think that's quite a long way, personally.
I think you're right.
Having done, because I walk. It was when I was working for Independent Arts, and they're a charity that put creative practitioners into care homes. So I walked from Autumn House to Springdale Nursing Home in Shanklin. So I went from autumn to spring.
Like it.
And I actually wore a t-shirt that said I was walking backwards to raise money. The number of people who did not realise I was walking backwards, you would not believe.
Yeah. Cheats.
They just didn't see me walking backwards, but you do need to practice, honestly.
Okay, I will. Hey, look, Jen, we've run right out of time. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Keep up the excellent work, and put a good word in for us tonight when you do your, you know.
Right, I'll make a slide for you then.
Okay, and give my best to Barbara.
Yes, yeah, so
makes
going
lovely
to be
cakes.
There?
I'm not, unfortunately. I've got a previous engagement. I've got to go now. Darren's up next. Thank you for being there.